KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Nathan Chester and the Old Souls Motown Revival on August 23rd at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, August 13th. Why a San Diego candidate for governor is facing a potential conflict of interest. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Chula Vista's mayor is seeking an agreement with Caltrans to clear encampments along the freeways in his city. It would allow city crews to access the state-owned land. John McCann says the city will offer shelter and services, but clearing encampments is a necessity.
If we don't have enough beds within the city of Chula Vista, we will work with our nonprofit partners to find them beds. But it's unacceptable for them to create a homeless encampment that is unsanitary and that creates criminal activity in the city of Chula Vista.
He hopes to have an agreement in place within 6 months. The city of San Diego recently launched a pilot program with Caltrans to clear encampments on freeway embankments in the downtown area. SDG&E customers will see a new line item on their bill starting October 1st. The utility company is introducing a base services charge of $24 per month unless you meet qualifications for a reduced rate. The change is required by a state law that was approved in 2022. The law directed utility companies to change the way customers are billed for the cost of providing and distributing electricity. SDG&E says this charge is not new, but is a monthly reallocation of existing costs. Notifications regarding the change started going out this month. I'm a little sad about the timing of this news as I just visited the San Diego Safari Park this past weekend. There's a new silverback gorilla in town that just joined the troop at the Safari Park. Paul Don is the first silverback that the troop has had since their last Winston passed away last year. A female gorilla named Jessica, who's been living with Paul for years, will also be joining him as well. Long live the Don. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chiida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chiida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
Tony Atkins has represented San Diego in the state legislature for years and is now running to be California's next governor. But she faces potential conflicts of interest related to her spouse's business dealings. CalMatters' Alexi Kosef has the details.
Former state Senate leader Tony Atkins earns hundreds of thousands of dollars annually through her spouse's consulting firm because California's community property law gives couples equal ownership of assets in their marriage. Nearly half of the firm's major clients also lobby the state government to influence policy. That means that if Atkins is elected governor next year, she could be signing bills or making budget decisions that affect the client's bottom lines, and by extension, her own. That would violate California's conflict of interest rules, which disqualify public officials from participating in government decisions that would foreseeably have an impact on their personal finances. Atkins has not pledged to take steps to insulate herself from her spouse's business. A spokesperson said that as governor, she would make decisions in the best interest of Californians.
Alexi Kosef covers politics for our partner, CalMatters. El Cajon City Council chambers were packed yesterday with people speaking out against a city resolution saying its police will not interfere with immigration agents. El Cajon Mayor Bill Wells says opponents of the resolution have been coming to council meetings since it was passed in February.
All we were doing is saying that we believe that the Constitution said that the Supremacy Clause said that federal law supersedes state law, and that we were in opposition to SB 54, mostly because California seems to be picking and choosing the laws that it wants to follow and writing legislation for laws it doesn't want to follow. I just don't think it works that way.
SB 54 is a state law that forbids California law enforcement from working with ICE. Opponents of the El Cajon resolution say it's causing fear within their community. There's a new way for residents in southeastern San Diego to get medical appointments, the grocery store, or even visit friends and family. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says leaders believe it's about more than transportation.
At Market Creek Plaza, local leaders rolled out a new way for residents of Cholla's View, Emerald Hills, and Mount Hope to get around.
I am very excited to be here today to announce the official launch of Southeastern Connect.
The electric on-demand rideshare service cars and shuttles can be booked through an app or by phone, and it'll be free through November. California State Senator Dr. Akilah Weber-Pearson says it's designed for residents who struggle with transportation gaps.
These people may be without access to personal cars, are older adults, or individuals with disabilities.
Transportation barriers cause millions of Americans to miss medical appointments each year.
This option also helps fill those gaps, getting people to their healthcare appointments.
Leaders hope breaking those barriers will mean cleaner air, better access to healthcare, and more opportunity close to home. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Jimmy Carter said a person should have a goal of complete agape, or self-sacrificial love. But he said the most that can be expected from a society was simple justice. Reporter Amitha Sharma says while individual examples of agape are around, the federal government is deficient.
When masked armed ICE agents raided a San Diego restaurant in May, people gathered around and yelled at them as they detained workers. Agape. When members of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of San Diego noticed people going hungry during the pandemic, they opened a food pantry. Today, they feed more than 500 families each Saturday. Agape. Justine Sullivan is the first minister of the church.
Agape is the lived expression of love. Love for the world, love for, I would extend it to all living beings and the planet herself, but love for each other.
Sullivan says she sees people's kindness and real love for one another every day. But as a society, Sullivan believes the United States is losing agape. She cites deportations, extreme inequality, and the shutdown of most USAID programs, which is predicted to cost millions of lives worldwide. She says all of this changes us and our character.
I see it every day in the way that people speak to one another. It's so coarse. And that's why I think turning on one another is so dangerous. It's not just unpleasant. I think it actually does harm, because what we're doing is we're letting the hate come in.
To recover agape, Sullivan says we need to jettison tribalism and love and care for one another based on our shared humanity alone. It's the basis for justice and democracy. Amitha Sharma, KPBS News.
That's it for the pod today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening, hanging out, and subscribing. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2025 Camry with refined design and performance. Visit your local Toyota dealer to learn more about all the features the new 2025 Camry offers. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.